Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast, the first podcast of November 2022. Seems just like 2 years ago we were in the middle of a... Oh, wait, we're still in the middle of a pandemic. It's been an interesting start to the 2020s, to say the least. A couple of things, as I've stated, talked about last time, I'm actually building out a concept for a rover. The rover is focused on completing a couple use cases, and I shared the use cases in an article on Hub Pages and talked about it last week on my podcast. There are a number of things that I'm interested in doing with the rover, and I've been adding to the capabilities that I want to build into it, and I finally found a base, right? Because the most important thing for me right now, first of all, is to get that kit, right? To get that first part of the rover available, started, the base. It's perfect. It's exactly what I want. Four motors, tank treads, and a battery system, as well as two power outlets from the battery system. And of course, if it's not enough, you know, you can always add a battery. And then it does support having a structure on top, including the ability to drill into the actual case, which I probably will do to put screws. But I haven't decided yet if I'm going to 3D print the top, in which case it'll be really light, or if I'm going to go ahead and try to fabricate it out of metal using a CNC carver. So that part is not there yet. I haven't gotten through that. But I have come up with a bunch of new use cases for the rover. One of the things that I've done over the years, you know, I've come up with use cases for drones that I've looked at and built out. One of the use cases is to basically utilize the drone to take pictures of a lake area and try to figure out where the fish are, right? Everybody has, you know, if you like to fish, you want to know where the fish are, what the fish are doing. So one of the things that I'm looking at, one of the things that I'm doing, you know, is evaluating what drones can do. Well, with the rover, you know, one of the things I want to do is use it to go places I don't really want to go. Not that I can't go physically, but that I don't want to go. You know, I mean, I don't mind climbing under a house and you know, looking at the underside of a house, but I don't really enjoy getting spider webs all over me. I love spiders. I'm a huge fan of spiders, but I really don't want to be crawling around on the ground, you know, in spider and raccoon scat and run into an angry raccoon under a house that, you know, thought that, you know, that was his house, that, you know, that basically he'd paid for it, and why was I underneath his house? So it is, you know, one of those things where I want to be very crisp, very careful, very engaged and involved in what I'm looking at. So that's another use case that I've added. The other thing is to add this concept of a laser measurement, in particular 3D measurement, to the rover, so I can send the rover out, have it measure something, and then have it come back to me. The measurement information will be conveyed to my cell phone, and then, you know, the rover will actually do the forward and backwards process. It's like the scientific instruments on the Curiosity and other Mars rovers, basically, where, you know, the rover is constantly doing its thing, moving and collecting solar power, yada, yada. And on the other side, the sensors are doing their job, right? Collecting the data and moving that data along and kind of helping that data back to its point of analysis. So that's kind of what I'm looking at right now in terms of what the rover's going to do. It's kind of a fun project so far. The reality and the hardest part for me is probably the coding. I'm not a particularly strong coder. You know, I probably don't have the 10,000 hours to have mastered coding, but you know, I at least understand, and I do know where to go to get starter snippets, you know, looking at what do I need to do to kind of get to where I want to be. You know, I've at least got that initial point of reference, so I know how to get places, which is always good, right? You want to make sure that you've got a starting point, right? Having a starting point ultimately is critical for your success or not success in that project. So, you know, kind of my update on my rover project is slowly but surely moving along. Designs are coming together, measurements are coming together, and at some point I'll finalize this. It's a long-term project. I'm probably not actually going to work on it now until the spring. So I'll probably put it away here at some point soon and focus on the holidays, which of course we're coming up on. And I wish to do my usual grouchy old man thing and say, gee, many Christmas. Why do we have Christmas ads the first week in November? I remember back when Christmas didn't start till after Thanksgiving. Now, Christmas starts the day after Halloween. So it's kind of, I understand that it's a big retail, it's a huge retail holiday right now. And I do understand that. But the reality is, I mean, it's just starting too early in the process. And so you kind of, curmudgeon the old man. Finally, the last thing is tomorrow is Election Day in the U.S. And I just got a couple of things I want to say before the elections. First of all, I support whoever wins. Whoever gets the most votes and wins, then they deserve to be in the office they are in, and they deserve to be treated with the respect due to that office. So, I believe in and I support every candidate who has ultimately won their office. If they won the election, then they deserve to be treated with respect. If they show a lack of respect for everybody else, then at that point, I no longer have to show them the same level of respect. I'm not going to reduce my respect for the office. I'm going to reduce my respect for the person. And so one of the things that really worries me is all the threats of violence in polling places right now. I can't believe that people would actually attempt to intimidate other voters. First of all, because I don't think people understand that's a felony. Not a minor felony, but a big, you don't get to vote anymore felony. So it's kind of a, oops, why are you doing this kind of a thing? Which is ultimately not cool, not a great place to be. But the other thing is, you just don't intimidate other voters, right? If somebody disagrees with you, then you follow the ancient principle of I'll cancel your vote, right? I'll vote the exact opposite of you, I'll cancel your vote, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, just don't intimidate people. Don't intimidate poll workers. Don't commit a felony because you believe in an election myth that it was or wasn't correct. Just don't do stupid things that result in you being arrested. My name's Scott Anderson. Have a great day. And if you aren't thinking about it, tomorrow's voting day in the U.S., get out and vote. Your vote matters, your vote counts.